Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Charlie, Jasper and Liv with your 10am Zlines. In local news, Racing Queensland is currently assessing the introduction of barriers being drawn prior to acceptances, as a part of new measures that could quell bulk scratchings. The proposed blueprint would address scratching numbers at race meetings over Queensland, and allow trainers to view the field of horses accepted into any race in which they hold a nomination prior to the deadline, aiding in their decision-making process. Queensland Trainers Association boss Richard Andrews said that, quote, "Progressive acceptances have been well received in other jurisdictions, so we see this as a positive for race meetings in Queensland."
Backlash has arisen around the dozen or so men that ran across a Gold Coast dining strip from Main Beach to Tedder Avenue in the nude over the weekend. Queensland police have since stated yesterday that they have yet to receive a criminal complaint. Willful exposure can result in a fine of about $345 in Queensland, with public nuisance charged over $500 if actions caused a member of the public distress. Acting Chief Superintendent Brett Jackson said the police would investigate if, quote, "it comes into our knowledge that something has occurred and caused distress to someone." He demonstrated concern that families and young children in the popular tourist areas of the Gold Coast would be impacted by such behaviour, but no action has been yet taken.
In national news, Shadow Treasurer Tim Wilson has introduced a conversation about support for a new oil refinery in Western Australia, with a $4 million feasibility study set to be conducted. Minister for Resources Madeleine King has communicated hope that the new facility will provide a supply of refined fuel. However, crude oil will still need to be imported from elsewhere. King has pointed to crude oil's storage life as a primary incentive for the refinery construction, a critical distinction from imported refined fuel in times of crisis. King has stated further reasoning for the initiative, quote, "Western Australia is now left without any fuel refining capacity after the closure of BP and Kwinana in 2021. So that is a really important initiative that we will look at where this could go."
Yesterday's AusAlert test has been declared a success, despite many reporting experiencing issues or not receiving the alert. Emergency Management Minister Christy McBain said 94% of targeted cell towers broadcast the message, which was sent out at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time yesterday afternoon. This exceeded the national target of 90%. Ms. McBain clarified that the 6% of phone towers that missed the alert were either offline for maintenance, being upgraded, or were otherwise unusable. Queensland Fire and Disaster Recovery Minister Anne Lee said, "Queensland will not be using the AusAlert system this bushfire season, and will instead continue to use the existing text message alert system." Ms. Lee said, "A particular concern was ensuring the system was compatible with landlines. Phones connected to satellite technology instead of cell towers are unable to receive AusAlert notifications. An AusAlert feedback page is currently live for the public to access."
In international news, US President Donald Trump has expressed optimism for a negotiated peace deal with Iran, as the two countries did not exchange strikes for the third day in a row. However, he has warned that the US would, quote, "go back to doing what we were doing before the pause in fighting if current negotiations failed." Trump has also denied media reports that US ammunition stockpiles are running low after 5 months of war. An Iranian foreign ministry spokesperson has denied that any direct talks are taking place between the two countries. The rest in fighting saw oil prices ease on Monday, falling by more than 9% to around 117 AUD per barrel.
And for your weather today, the sky is beautiful. Please make sure to take a second and look up. Take in the bright blue and the fluffy white dancing all across nature's ceiling. The weather is currently 17 degrees, with that lovely clouding scattered and set to come and go throughout the day. That's all for your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.